In the day's other news, the tense alliance between the U.S. and Turkey was on display in Washington. Just last month, the president of Turkey brushed aside U.S. objections and invaded part of Syria. Today, he was welcomed at the White House. Amna Nawaz has our report.
With impeachment hearings dominating the Capitol, a separate drama played out at the White House. Outside, Kurdish Americans and others protested the visit by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. But inside, President Trump gave his guest a warm reception, despite deep and ongoing tensions, most recently over Syria.
The president and I have been... We've been very good friends. We've been friends for a long time.
That overlooks serious disagreements between the longtime allies. Last month, after speaking with Erdogan, Mr. Trump announced a withdrawal of U.S. troops from northeastern Syria.
Turkey, Syria, let them take care of it. Let them take care of it. We want to bring our troops back home.
That cleared the way for a Turkish military offensive against Kurdish fighters in Syria. They had helped the U.S. battle ISIS, but Erdogan considers them terrorists in league with Kurdish separatists inside Turkey. Mr. Trump warned Erdogan repeatedly to restrain his operation, even writing him a blunt letter telling him, quote, "Don't be a fool." Erdogan ignored him, but the two nations did reach an agreement announced by Vice President Pence.
That today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
At the same time, Turkey, a NATO ally, turned to Russia. And now, Turkish-Russian patrols are policing the Syrian border. This afternoon, Erdogan stood by his policy at a White House news conference.
We're just fighting terrorists, period. They don't have a nationality. If you don't fight back, then tomorrow you will have to pay a very hefty price.
The two leaders also spoke about Turkey sending captured Islamic State fighters back to their home countries, further straining ties with NATO partners.
I have spoken to Europe about it. I think they should help us with ISIS.
It's important foreign fighters should be accepted by countries of origin.
Also on the agenda today, Turkey purchasing Russian missile defense systems and the U.S. canceling sales of F-35 stealth fighter jets to Ankara as a result. Mr. Trump said today, quote, "I expect we will work it out." The president also called in Republican senators to meet with Erdogan and voice their concerns. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham criticized the president's withdrawal decision and has denounced Erdogan.
The purpose of this meeting is to have an American civics lesson for our friends in Turkey. And there's a pony in there somewhere if we can find it.
Back at the Capitol, the top Republican in Congress expressed his worry, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
So I share my colleagues' uneasiness at seeing President Erdogan honored down at the White House.
A bipartisan bill is now before the Senate imposing sanctions on Turkey over its assault on Syria. The House approved a similar measure last month. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nawaz.